16th Non-Aligned Movement Summit comes to an end. Iran hosted the 16th Non-Aligned Movement NAM Summit and now is the head of that organization for 3 years. Iran's foreign minister says that the summit was a success.
This was a political challenge between us and the West, who didn't want to see this summit successful. And now we see that despite all the efforts undertaken by the West to undermine this summit, we see that the summit has been has taken place very successfully, and the level of participation was incredible. And so when you look at it from any angle, we see that the summit was successful.
Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi participated in the event, making him the first Egyptian president to come to Iran after Iran's 1979 revolution.
Officials here say that Iran-Egypt relations has improved, with Egyptian President Morsi participating in the 16th Non-Aligned Movement meeting in Tehran.
The United States and Israel had pressured Ban Ki-moon and many other high-ranking officials not to attend the NAM meeting in Tehran, but he participated regardless of that, and he said that his visit was very constructive.
As a Secretary General of the United Nations, my visit to Iran and participation in this summit meeting has been very useful and very constructive. I have had very meaningful and useful discussions with all Iranian leadership, and a number of world leaders.
Many foreign leaders believe that the pressure put on foreign leaders not to attend the NAM summit in Tehran was meaningless.
So I don't think we should read too much into any pressure for any country not to attend or to attend. NAM is an important organization. Iran has important ties with many countries. So you saw that in the participation.
Zambia's vice president says that the Non-Aligned Movement is a group with power.
It's a pressure group. You could bring a lot of pressure, and I think we saw that. The presence of Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, yesterday was an indication that the UN even is taking this pressure seriously.
President of Central Africa says that he was impressed with Iran for hosting such a summit.
We are very hopeful about the future of non-aligned movement, especially with Iran being its leader.
At the end of the summit, the members adopted a final declaration supporting Iran's peaceful nuclear program, condemning illegal U.S. unilateral sanctions, supporting the people of Palestine, and the need for combating Islamophobia and racism throughout the world. Arash Khalapari, Press TV, Tehran.